Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's just after 7, just getting up. Perfect. You're just in time for Lou. Or, hey, maybe you even want to pop on down to the Ivy Restaurant here in Wheaton for some holiday cheer. We're here till 10 a.m. on another stop on our All-State Hometown Voices Tour. You don't even have to get out of your jammies. We welcome everyone. Although, if they're Rudolph jammies, you might get an extra special prize. Now, here's your host, Lou Manfredini.
That's me. Hi, everybody. Yes, we are live at Ivy. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from Ivy and Wheaton, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and also by PermaSeal Basement Systems. We have a nice crowd here already. Lots of people still in their pajamas. Is that what you wore to bed last night, man? Just woke up and came here? You look good, though. I like that. Very nice. Nice to see you. She gave me the thumbs up. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have lots going on today. We have a Noodaloo 2 that's all about Christmas. Later on after 8:35, we're going to be speaking with Casey Mulcair, who is a Allstate agent who's bringing us this broadcast along with Allstate. And we're going to talk a little bit about Glen Ellen's Children's Resource Center, who has a mission to help children with low-income families to acquire the necessary skills in academics and social interaction. And then my favorite part of today is after 9 o'clock, we're going to be doing wine tasting. Woo-hoo! So we're doing this during the holidays. Binnie's Beverage Depot has us tasting some wines when you're trying to figure out what to buy this holiday season so that you're going to make sure. So I'm really like a guinea pig for you, and it's my pleasure. I thought it was going to be a problem when we did it 2 weeks ago, but we opened up some wine at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I have to say that it was delicious. And had I not had to drive home, I would have had even more. So we'll try and share a little bit, just a little bit, with all of you coming up this morning. Come on down and see us. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning, and our sports anchor, Sam Panionovich, is going to join us a little bit later on, so he'll be here this morning. Susan Burke is back at WGN. How are you, Susan? She's back there. She may have gotten up and having
no,
a snack.
I'm just fine,
oh.
Lou.
Oh, all right. Just you might have, you know, it's hard to see you because it's radio. You're going to be with us all morning?
I will be with you all morning.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll check in with you at 7:30 this morning with headlines. Anything else I'm supposed to cover before this? Take a call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to calls right now, and let's see who we got hanging on here is let's see if this works. Dave is in Joliet. Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Dave.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. I have a question. About a year ago, I got a new high-energy efficient furnace, and with that process, they put in an exhaust valve, or not a valve, but an exhaust pipe that goes through the side of my house and outside.
They made a combustion air makeup pipe.
Yeah, there's an intake and an exit pipe. But
oh, okay.
For the
All
first
right.
time, I've been in the house for over 20 years, and for the first time since they put that in there, I'm getting this green mold on the side of my siding of the house.
Right.
Not a whole bunch, but just spots, and it seems like it's right where that hot air is coming out of my from that exit pipe.
Right.
I know how to get rid of the mold. I just want to know, can I extend that pipe or a different direction or something so it doesn't go right up against the side of my house?
So the exhaust pipe that's coming out, right. So the high-efficiency furnaces, because they create moisture, you'll notice, obviously, on really cold days, you'll actually see steam coming out of there. And that
yes.
pipe is probably slightly tilted back towards the house because the whole idea is that the furnace actually collects the moisture and then it drains out, and that's how it should be set up. Now, the pipe that comes out of the house, it's a straight piece of pipe?
Well, it actually elbows. It comes out, and then it turns to the right.
It turns to the right.
Yeah.
So it's like a 90-degree elbow.
Exactly.
And do you know if that elbow's been glued, or is the elbow loose? Can you take the elbow off?
I think they glued it. I haven't played with it too much, but I believe they glued it.
And how handy of a guy are you?
I'm fairly handy. I can.
All right. So can you? So can you? My point is, the short answer to what you want to do is yes. If they put an elbow on there, if you wanted to go by, if it's a, you know, if it's a 90 degree elbow, you could go to the hardware store and buy what's called a Street 90. You're going to sound so smart when you go in there. A Street 90, you know, essentially when you have an elbow on a piece of plastic pipe, there are two female ends on the pipe, and then the other pipes fit into that, and it gets glued. A street elbow actually has one male end and one female end. And so I wouldn't glue it, but where that 90 is, I would just connect it and have it angle out a little bit away from the house. That little bit of an extension will pull the moisture away. It should not hinder your furnace at all. I mean, it works on pressure, but that little elbow adding it to the end of that shouldn't be a problem. And once you clean up that little green algae or mold, whatever you have, it should be fine.
Okay, and I should do this Street 90 should replace the current elbow that's on there.
Nope, you're going to add it to it.
Oh, okay.
You're going to add it to it, and you're going to angle it away from the house. If you told me the pipe comes out and it turns to the right, right, so it almost, the elbow turns like it's parallel with the siding?
That's right.
Okay, so you're going to put that Street 90 on so that it's perpendicular to the siding and point it down a little bit.
Okay,
don't glue it. Do me a favor. Hang on one second. We'll put you on hold because we want to send you out a cord, dome, and holiday bonus pack from Twist and Seal. Protect your holiday lights from rain and snow with Twist and Seal. Order today at twistandseal.com. It is, what time is it? 7:17 in the morning. We're live at Ivy. Nice crowd out here. How's the breakfast burrito, ma'am? Delicious, right? Does it feel like you're in Mexico? Not yet. Okay. Well, put something in your coffee and it will. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hey, this is Mike Steven, and now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. And by the way, if the show started late, it's probably my fault. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. There ain't nothing
wrong with the soul. Welcome back. Welcome back to the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. Live from the Ivy Restaurant in Wheaton is presented by Allstate agent Casey Mulcair. 312-981-7200. By the way, we have a microphone, don't we? Ernie, if we want to ask questions for people in the audience, do we have a microphone for them? Sure, we can do that. We'll figure that out. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. By the way, any Bulls fans here at all? Anybody? Bulls fans? Did you see LeBron James walk out in the Cubs uniform losing his bet? That's funny. I give the guy a lot of credit. He made a bet, and he stood up to it. And I'm thinking they should auction that uniform off for something, some charity, which we'll get. It must be gigantic because LeBron James is a giant man. So that is. Did you see that picture at all? Pretty funny. Let's go to the phone lines here. This is Don. Don's in Naperville. Hey, Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thank you, Lou. Love your show and you.
I love you, Don.
Thank you. We've got a sunroom, which we don't use it all the time in the winter, but when we go out there, we like to crank the heat up. The problem is we've got a gas wall heater, natural gas, and it's about 29 years old, and the pilot light blows out too frequently. I just had a full knee replacement, and if I get down there once to light it, I'm not sure I'll get up, and it's really a pain to light. Had somebody out. They gave us some suggestions. One was almost a direct replacement on the order of like $2,900, but it still had an issue. If you had to push some button, I forget the name of it, to start it. A different suggestion was PTAC. Is that right? It's a unit that I would describe as what you might see in a motel or something.
Yeah, a split system.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you suggest for its occasional use, inefficient in terms of heat, but doesn't have the headaches of a pilot?
Okay. Well, okay, a couple things. So it's a sunroom. Like right now you've got a set of doors that's closed and that room is cold, correct?
Correct. We've got I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We got a slider that goes out to the room. The room itself has four sliders on the back and another one on the side as the exit door.
So if you're having a little party or something like that, Mrs. Don will say, Don, turn on that heater.
Correct.
And you'll do that a couple hours before you go out there, and then you shut it down.
Yes. Or we leave it on the pilot, and there's enough heat there to take some of the chill off.
Oh, really?
The windows in the back room, yeah.
Okay. And that heater you said that you have is as old as the room?
Yes, 29 years.
Okay. All right. And that heater, I'm just trying to picture this thing. Is it tall and skinny? Is it low?
It's a rectangular heater set.
Hangs on the wall.
Yeah, set about 6-8 inches off the floor.
Okay. And there's a gas line that goes to it that you can see?
Natural gas, also 110, because it's got a fan on it.
Okay. So you can go to, one of the big box stores that, you know, like one of them rhymes with Lennar. It rhymes with Lennard, okay?
Got it.
And they sell direct vent gas heaters. One company is called Ready Heat. Another one's probably Charm Glow.
Okay.
I have one of those units on a back porch similar to what you have. We have a screened-in porch. In the wintertime, I put storms in it.
Okay.
I have a set of double doors there. And I actually have a gas valve that goes to this heater that I keep off. And when we want to use the porch, I turn the gas valve on, and it has an electric starter at the top, like a clicker.
And
I light the pilot light right then and there. And then I fire the thing up. And that particular unit that we have is 20,000 BTUs. Direct vent, no electric needed. It costs $250.
Wow.
So.
Now, which brand was that?
I think that one's called Ready Heat. But if you go to that place that rhymes with Lennard, you don't know what I'm talking about. Right?
Yep,
it's code. It's code. They have them.
The others and
they sell. I'd rather you go to the place that rhymes with Ace. But what are you doing? What are you doing? Lindsay was just hugging me. Do that again. No. This heater, what you're probably going to end up doing, what's the wall that it's hanging on? Is it masonry? Is it sided?
No, it's wood.
Okay, so you're going to shut the valve off. Pop that heater off of there. They're going to give you a little bracket that you're going to mount on the wall.
Yeah.
It's like a metal bracket. This thing hangs like a picture. Click. You got your gas line. You put a little piece of stainless steel flex to connect the gas. And, I mean, you could leave that pilot on all the time. The one I have is how old is Max? It's almost 15 years old. And and it fires up every time.
And that's direct vent to the outside.
No, it's direct vent. There's no vent. It's ventless.
No vent. Okay.
No vent. So the one thing I will tell you is that, this thing's super efficient. So, make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector in that room.
Okay.
All right.
So then since we're currently a direct vent, we'd have to fill up that hole some way.
Yeah. But that's not it's not the end of the world, right?
No.
And then you don't have to worry about it leaking or doing anything like that.
Okay, we currently have a 33,000 BTU, but it's a lot more than it really needs.
Don, you do the 20,000 BTU one, you're going to be more than happy.
Okay,
when I run that thing, I've never put it higher than the low setting. You know, so that's probably at low, it's probably running at 8,000 BTUs, which is plenty, and it heats up quick.
Okay. Well,
do me a favor. Hang on a second, will you? I got lots to give away here. I've got another one of these cord, dome, and holiday bonus packs from Twist and Seal.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Welcome back. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from the Ivy in Wheaton, is presented by Allstate Chicago's own Good Hands. It is time is it here? 7:37 in the morning. All right, so I was sitting here in the morning when we started, and I'm like, wow, you know, it's kind of like a church. It feels like a chapel. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, that it actually was. Jason here with the Ivy Restaurant is, well, according to the owner when I walked in, he's the right-hand man, the left-hand man, and the left foot. So thank you very much for
You're welcome.
Waking up this morning and helping us all out. So tell me, how long has this restaurant been here?
Ivy's been here for 8 years.
And what was this place before it was Ivy?
120, Ocean's 120.
Oh, it was a restaurant before that. Okay, so go back before it was a restaurant.
So before that, it was a stationery store, Dungy's stationery store.
Okay.
And then before that, it was a funeral home.
So how many years ago are we talking?
Funeral home-wise or stationery?
Funeral home. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the stationery. Although I like stationery.
Why?
Yeah, you like stationery?
Yeah, I like to write things on
Do
stationery.
You?
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Do you have, like, personalized
I
stuff?
I do, indeed.
Just say Jason?
Yes. So everyone knows my name when I send them my stationery.
Could you send me did you bring any with you?
I didn't, but I'll mail you out a card.
I like that. It's nice. I do like personalized stationery. It's kind of a thing. You know what we have? We have a stamp that somebody gave us once. It was the best gift ever. It says, like, Manfred Eanes with a big M, and you stamp it on the back of the letter, you know? That's cool.
Like this wax?
Like
a wax stamp?
No, it's not wax. It's ink. Oh. You know, but it folds out, and you put the ink in there, and then you stamp your letter when it goes out. This, by the way, is my new show on Sunday mornings, Stationery Talk.
Yeah.
With Manfred Eanes. Jason's going to be my co-host.
Fascinating.
Okay, right.
So many paperweights.
So many people now have turned over to ESPN, but that's fine. Okay, Jason, let's go back to the funeral home.
So further back to the funeral home. Yes.
So this is like a little chapel.
It was a funeral home with a Catholic chapel.
Right.
So,
which is what we're in.
Yes.
It's beautiful. And now I realize you have the long table set up in here, but I would imagine normally you have
individual four-top
tables,
yeah.
Right? It's beautiful. And tell us about the what is the fare here at Ivy?
Primarily, I would say steak.
Okay.
Is probably what we're known for, but the chef does a pretty awesome job with pastas and things.
So
like
people
that.
Are coming to Wheaton and they're like, "Huh, I got to go to that Ivy place." You know, the one when I travel a lot and I'll go to a restaurant, you know, some cool restaurant, and I will say to the waiter or waitress, I'm like, and this is not the case here, but if I'm in, you know, wherever, Charleston, South Carolina, I'm never going to be back here again, Jason. What should I order?
Tornados of beef.
Ooh.
Mm.
What's that?
It's like a 4-ounce filet with béarnaise sauce on it, and then a Parmesan-crusted tomato.
Who's hungry? Everybody's raising their hand. That's not a breakfast burrito.
No, it isn't.
That's delicious.
I'll write you a letter about it.
And I like this guy.
Yeah.
All right, so Ivy is not typically open for breakfast.
Traditionally. We do brunch on Sundays.
Brunch on Sundays.
Yeah.
So lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Are you any days you're closed? Are you six days a week?
We're closed on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, all right. So don't come here on Christmas Day, everybody. Don't book.
You can come, you just can't get in.
Right. But don't worry. Jason will write a note that will be on the door.
Yeah, that's
very nice.
Yes.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for getting up this morning for a little bit of Ivy here. I like that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We got lots of people on the phone lines here. Let's go to Chicago where Peter is standing by. Peter, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Mr. Ranfordini, good morning. And I heard you're an expert on mold.
Well, I'll give it my best shot.
Okay. This is a basement apartment, Lou, with a in the bedroom. It's a closed closet, a closet with a door on it. It's 6 foot high and about 10 foot deep. There is no heat. Well, there's heat in the bedroom, but we have a door on the closet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I look in the walls. There is no mold or any kind of stuff on the walls itself. However, we have a couple of coats stored in that closet, and there's mold on the clothes.
Yeah, okay.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, I mean, the walls are not damp or there's no signs of mold on the closet walls or anything, but there's mold on the clothes itself. Is there something happening there that I'm not aware of?
Well, so with that...
Are the clothes getting moldier and old or what, Lou? What do you think?
Just like me and you, Peter. old and moldy. How's your dad doing? He's old and moldy, but he's happy. So more than likely, I would imagine in this garden, in this basement closet, is one of the walls an outside wall?
I believe that outside the far wall is. I believe so.
Okay. So you're getting some moisture through that wall that's wicking in, and the material is absorbing the moisture. It's sitting on the fabric. It's dark. You keep the door closed.
Correct.
It's like the perfect recipe for mold and mildew. Mm. Now, in a perfect world, if you kept the closet door open and got some air moving in there, that would help. But there is a product, where are you in Chicago? What part of the city?
In the central part of Chicago, 5 minutes outside of the University of Chicago.
Oh, okay. So go to one of the Southside stores that rhyme with Ace, okay?
Oh, yeah.
and they sell a product by a company called Concrobium called Moisture Grabbers. And these are, you're going to buy this box. They have different sizes. They have a small, medium, and a large, extra large, rather. I would just buy the large one. Comes in a plastic bag. You open it up, and it's like a fabric, what would you call it? It's a fabric, it's like a giant beanbag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hang it. I wish they actually gave you a loop. They don't. But I want you to hang it in the closet. So
okay.
Poke a hole in it and put a hanger through it and hang it on the closet. It will grab the moisture in a basement, in a closet, and it will absorb it and pull it all in there and make it dry like it's Arizona.
No kidding.
There's a chance a rattlesnake will appear. It's so dark, dry. So be careful about that. But
yeah,
they last about 3 months. I think when you buy the large, you get a 2-pack.
Oh.
Hang it in there. Clean the clothes. Hang it in there. You can keep the door closed. And then put down on your calendar in 3 months, change it out.
Now, Lou, excuse me one more time, Lou. What was the name of it again?
All right. The manufacturer is Concrobium.
Yeah.
And a product is called Moisture Grabbers.
Moisture Grabbers. And I can find it at my neighborhood Ace Hardware store.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
No, it's Peter. Hey, Lou, one more. I got you, Mr. Manfredini. One more question. I have a little mouse that's running around in the back porch. It's an inside porch, but there's no heat on the porch. And there's a little mouse there. What will I feed this little character?
if he came to Ivy, you could give him one of these breakfast burritos. I think he would love that. You can buy, whenever I say this, people get mad at me, but if he's running around, there are no show traps that you can put out with a little peanut butter and you can catch him. Or if you're, someone that doesn't like to kill, the mice, there's a product called, Fresh Cab, which you buy in a box. If you put it on the back porch, the mouse will go somewhere else. It's a little packet that smells like balsam wood, and it has this beautiful scent that you'll love, but they don't like it. Put a couple on the back porch, they'll go somewhere else.
And what's that called again, Lou?
Fresh Cab.
Cab.
Cab, like the cab of your truck.
Right.
Or you need to go take a cab to go to the Ace store to pick up your moisture grabbers. Peter, thanks so much for the phone call. It is 7:46 in the morning. We are live at Ivy in Wheaton. The Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate agent Casey Mulcair. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Okay, so I'm going to have an old man moment right now. So when I started working with this woman to my right, if you're looking at your radio, it should be to my left. You were not married, and I think you were actually, you were broken up with the man you're married to now.
Yep.
Is that right?
We were.
Right. And she was, like, complaining to me about this guy that, oh, my God, he's such a pain in the neck. And, wait, is he listening?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we love him. And now, the beginning of that little twinkle, twinkle, little star that I want you to play again, if you can have them play that again, is your daughter Sadie.
It is.
Right? Singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which is the cutest thing ever.
I kind of forgot I did it, and then when it came on the air, it made me brought
so
a little
sweet.
Tear to my
yeah.
eye.
Yeah, look at you. That's great. That's awesome.
So high.
She needs help on the words.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, now I wonder what you are.
That is awesome. That's awesome. She's got great intonation. She sings like her mother. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
So sweet.
Okay. How many of you have one of these motion sensor things? Anyone? And? You like it? You do.
Okay, I think they are cool.
Okay,
Well, I see where you're going, so I'm stepping in.
All right, where do you think I'm going?
I don't think that you like them.
No, I like them, but so I have this thing. I like doing Christmas. What are you laughing at? I like doing Christmas decorations. I like going outside. I put on my Carhartt jacket that I used to wear when I built houses that I had keep down in the basement. That my wife, she goes, I can't believe I have to be married to you for the rest of my life. And I put on some bad hat. And back in the day, I used to go outside with a cigar. I don't do that anymore. And I'd smoke a cigar and I'd do the Christmas lights and I'd play the Christmas music and I put them up. Mm-hmm. Now with these things, you go outside, you go, I'm done. And I stick it in there. And I see people doing that. To me, this is it's part of your decoration.
Exactly. We have our lights. We have the twinkle lights out on the trees and on the roof, whatever.
I don't even want to say this, but there is someone. So there's a house. I'm not going to say it.
Well, it's just.
I've seen a house, okay, and I was walking the dog late at night, and this is what they did. They had these things on there, but it was
like
static.
Right.
Like there's six or seven of them in the yard. And honest to goodness, I turned the corner and I saw the house and I stopped in my tracks. I'm like, holy smokes. And now I'm looking at this one right now here in the little chapel at the Ivy. It's not bad, right?
I think it's so cool.
I think it's really cool inside, too. I think it's a really nice thing you could do inside because it sits on a thing and it shoots up in the sky. And there's all kinds, right? There's some that look like, snowflakes or whatever. But to me, I still want to see some lights. I want to see a bush lit up,
Sure thing.
Maybe a blow up.
It's great to add.
There's another guy in our neighborhood that has a giant, this is the coolest thing. It's a giant wooden cutout of the Grinch. Thing must be 8 feet tall. And he's got like that sinister look on his face. And the guy takes the, his Christmas lights along the gutter and it rounds the house around the corner. And then he takes it down to the Grinch like it's in his hand. Isn't that cute? And
you
got a big light on the Grinch? Can't do that with one of these things.
No. Okay, let me, I'm going to respond to this.
And we're giving them away, by the way.
We've got four to give away here at the Ivy. But I love them because, one, for people that want to be festive but that can't get up and decorate.
All right. No. I see it. I see it. I understand. I'm not being negative Nelly. I know I sound like a negative Nelly.
No, you don't. It's also a good addition, like you said. But then also what they were... I don't know. They were so popular last year, I wanted to mention this, that they were apparently stolen out of people's yards.
Okay, now this is amazing.
Which, talk about the Grinch. That's what you should have in his hand.
Right.
The star shower.
Right. I think what they should do is, if you do that and you're worried about it, because the stealing of it is a problem, take some Vaseline and rub it on the outside of it. Really. Because then when the crook comes and he goes to pick it up, oh, man, what is that? He's not going to know, right?
But if that happened to you, they are offering. They've got this 800 number that you can call in, and they will replace it for you, which I think is really.
Really?
Yes. You just have to pay for shipping and handling, which is $5. And they'll send you, I think if you have the receipt number, they'll send you a whole new unit if it was indeed taken off your
unit. Wow, I like that. That's kind of nice.
Very nice.
Okay, so how much is? You said you found for like in the $40 range?
They're about $50, but then they're on Amazon for less expensive. They're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You can always use your 20% off coupon.
I like it inside. I can see this pointed up at the ceiling, right?
But you're not supposed to point them in the sky. Did you know that?
Right, because of the airplanes.
Aircrafts were kind of.
Right, you got to point it against the house.
Right.
Right.
So I love it. I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
Very festive.
There's all kinds of them, and it's a very popular decoration. I agree. But don't be lazy.
Yeah.
What?
I think that some people don't have time to have their cigar and go out and...
Well, you know what they're going to get in Christmas time when Santa comes? Coal.
Very busy.
I know. 7:57 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We're live at Ivy in where are we? In Wheaton. We love Wheaton. We'll be right back.
Hey, the engine. Did you try Daryl? La, 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 la. Take it, Russ.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, broadcasting live from the Ivy Restaurant right here in Wheaton at 120 North Hale Street. Just another stop on the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes, we're here. We got a nice crowd. Thank you very much, everyone. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by the Lightkeeper Pro, by ChevyDriveChicago.com, and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You know, this time of year, I know a lot of us are focused on giving back. A couple weeks ago, we had someone on with the Northern Illinois Food Bank, and obviously making donations to that is very important throughout the year, but in particular this time of year. We're doing a little hat and glove drive at one of our stores. We have a couple hardware stores. The one in Chicago has a hat and glove drive going on right now. So if you happen to be in that area on the northwest side, we're taking donations of socks and gloves and hats, new products if you have them and you want to, you know, we actually sell gloves there, so you can buy the gloves and just dump them in the garbage can. And then what happens is it gets distributed throughout the Chicagoland area by a non-for-profit organization and my children as well that go and do all this as well. It's it's an annual event. And so anyway, you're going to go to a lot of stores where they're doing a lot of those coat drives and collections and things. And if you can, give back, because it really does make a difference. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We also have a microphone here, and we have a gentleman who has been standing by. How many, sir, you've had like four burritos, is that right? Just one. All right. Your name, where are you from, sir?
I'm Jim from Lombard.
All right. Thanks for coming, Jim. How can I help you?
I have a battery backup cell phone, and it's the kind that has a sensor that you put into the battery to test the water level. It's about 10 years old. And
we can't hear him.
The sensor is going
Ben,
on. The water
so the audience can't hear, or you can't hear him over the...
So
we have nothing on the radio.
You know, doing everything by the manual to get it fixed. And
still nothing here.
But that was an excellent story, but evidently the microphone you're using was great for us, but not for the radio.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Is this better?
Do we have this gentleman now? Hold on one second.
Yeah, okay. No.
We don't have him now. Hold on. Here we go.
Talk on my headphones.
Yeah, I know. We're doing that. There you go. Oh, look, you look like a sports guy. How's that?
There we go.
Can you hear him now?
Lou, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. It's like we're doing a Verizon commercial, for crying out loud.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Real quick, I'll just paraphrase. So this gentleman, your name again is what?
Jim.
Jim. Jim's been here since 4 in the morning. He's had 16 burritos.
Thank you.
Is your wife listening?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, well, he's really got to push himself away from the table. It's the holidays, Jim, for crying out. I mean, you're a good-looking man. You're in good shape, but try not to eat so much.
All right.
All right, so Jim's question. You have a backup pump. You've got a sensor in the battery.
Correct.
The battery's 10 years old, or the whole thing's 10 years old?
The whole thing's about 10 years old.
Okay. And the sensor keeps going off.
Yes, even though the water level is at the right level, correct level.
Right. All right, so when you have a lead-acid battery like that, it has to be replaced every 3 years.
Okay.
Whoops. now, also that sensor, what can happen with that sensor is when you pull, so the A, you got to replace the battery. B, does that backup, when's the last time that backup ran?
On its own?
Yeah.
Four or five years.
Do you ever exercise it?
Well, in trying to fix this, yes, yeah. I exercise it.
Okay. So one of the things is when you got these backup systems, it's a good idea to run that pump every now and then.
Okay.
Like at least once a year.
Okay.
Because a lot of these systems, they're essentially bilge pumps from boats.
Mm-hmm.
But when they don't run, you know, there's metal parts in there that can corrode, and then all of a sudden when you need it, it doesn't work. If it were me, I'd replace the whole thing.
The entire, not just the battery.
Yeah, I mean, you got a 10-year-old unit, and you got a finished basement, right?
Right.
So investing in a whole new system, new pump, some of the systems now are, is this something you would do yourself?
Yeah, okay. I installed it.
All right,
initially.
So, you know, like one of the you know, the biggest DIY one is the basement watchdog.
And that's what this
and
is.
And they have good, better, best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the best one that they sell, you know, all in with the new battery and everything is probably going to cost you $700.
Right.
$800. But the technology is a lot better than what you have in that 10-year-old unit.
Okay.
And so the electronics, the whole nine yards are better. Mm-hmm. Sure, you can go buy a new battery for $50 and turn that thing in, maybe less than $50, but you still got a 10-year-old. You got a brand new battery and you're relying on 10-year-old technology.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'd replace the whole thing. And for those of you listening that have these units, every 3 years you got to replace that battery.
Okay.
You know? And the difference, too, is some of the systems now offer these gel batteries. You can't just use a gel battery with a standard system. It has to be compatible. But with these gel batteries, they are sealed, and they're five-year propositions.
Okay.
You don't have to add any water. There's no sensor. You plug it in. You put on your calendar 5 years from now, you know, 20, what are we at? 2016, you know, so 2021, 2022, out we go.
Okay.
So that would be my advice.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Good.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah. Listen, go walk around the block a few times. I had a lot of burritos.
All right.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get some calls here on the line. We've got Gary. Gary's in Westmont. Hi, Gary. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? How can I help you?
Well, I called you last week. I had a room that's on the second floor that's cold in the winter and warm in the summer.
Didn't I tell you never to call back?
No, I know.
Oh, all right.
That's only 1 year.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, so you call. Remind me of the call.
Okay. Well, I have three bedrooms up on the second floor. Room in the wintertime is always cold. It's always hot. But you told me what to do. But unfortunately, warm air vents in the ceiling. There's no cold air return vents in each room. They're outside each of the bedrooms on a ceiling, which is a big room that leads, you know, the bedrooms lead into. Because you go up to the second floor, there's a big room, and then three bedrooms lead off it. And so there's no cold air returns in each bedroom. There's only two big ones in the big room outside the rooms.
Okay. When the furnace is on and you go from auto to fan on,
okay.
If you go to that room that's cold and the fan is blowing, do you feel the water blowing? Or the water. You feel the air blowing?
Yeah. Everything comes out, the hot, the warm, you know, in the wintertime and cold in the summertime.
But that room is just still cold?
Always cold, yeah.
All right. And is that room, do we use that room?
Oh, yeah. It's a bedroom.
Okay. And people sleep in that room?
Correct.
All right. And when they go to sleep at night, do they close the door?
Yes.
All right. And when we close the door, what kind of gap is there underneath that door? Do you have carpeting up there? You have hardwood?
Laminated floor. Normal, what, inch or two or whatever.
All right. So part of the thing is when that door closes, you have no the cold air return can't do its job because it can't. It's like trying to suck air through a you know, when you go get a milkshake and there's like a chunk of ice cream that gets inside the straw. And you can't get it through there. Same kind of thing.
Okay, because that room is also about 20 feet away from the
cold air return.
Yeah, the other two bedrooms are almost right outside it.
Right. So a couple things you got to try in those bedrooms that are warm enough. You want to close those vents a little bit to force more pressure into that room.
Okay.
The other thing is if you were to leave the door cracked open a little bit to allow that air to flow. That could help as well. So the cold air draws the cold air return, pulls the cold air out, and the heat comes down. The problem with the heat registers up high is heat rises. And so getting that heat to come down, it's critical that the cold air return function. If you have a ceiling fan in that room or can install one and put it on reverse, that will help dramatically.
Put it on reverse, okay.
Correct. The other thing is if you can cut that door so there's at least an inch and a half gap so when the door closes it works, or there's a company that makes vents that you can put in a door itself. Tamarack is the company. They make whole house fans, and they make the registers and their website is tamtech.com, TAMTECH.com, and they make these vents
that you cut into the bottom of the door, and it has like a little baffle on it so that it allows that air when you're closed, you paint it so you don't even see it. It's like a little vent register, and you cut it into the door, and it'll help that cold air return work for you. And so it sounds like it's a balancing issue, and it's a cold air return issue that if you solve, you should be a lot more comfortable in that room. Gary, I appreciate the phone call. It is 8:20 in the morning. We're live doing a Hometown Voices tour, broadcasting live in Ivy and Wheaton, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
All right. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Thanks to Lightkeeper Pro, it's your complete tool for repairing holiday lights. And we are at Ivy Restaurant here in Wheaton, presented by Allstate agent Casey Mulcair. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You know, sometimes, I talked a lot on this show about keeping your life in perspective, right? We can all get down about, like, our fancy problems, right? Right? Like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I got this scratch on my car. Oh, my gosh. You know, like, that's what we got to worry about. There are bigger problems in the world that we need to always keep things in perspective. So say your name is Sam Panionovich, who does the sports on this show.
Oh, now, hi. Hey, what's up?
The show, I know for a lot of you that listen, you know, it starts at 7, and Sam just got here this morning. Now, it would be easy to get upset with Sam and say, hey, kid, you know, what are you doing? Come on, let's work a little bit here. Sam gets up from your...
Got up at 5:45 in the morning,
right
down to the street.
You, you live on the south side.
Right. Some of you that live downtown would know this. Sometimes the city just tows you for no reason. I got towed this morning.
They just go around and they tow cars at will.
I got towed this morning because they were testing the trees on Roosevelt Road. Kid you not.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
That is.
Yeah, they were doing testing on the
testing
trees.
Testing like what? Like, hey, look, that's a tree. What are they doing?
They were testing for, I think, cancer of the trees or something like that.
That is the worst.
The worst feeling is when you get downstairs at 5:45.
Well, because
in the
thing is, you come out and for a second you go, oh, my gosh, they stole my car.
Yeah, they stole it. But then there's no cars on the entire street.
Right.
So you spend an hour and a half trying to find your car.
How much for the car?
$230.
$230.
If I was in Wheaton, I wouldn't have gotten towed.
Right.
If I was here in Wheaton, I wouldn't have gotten towed.
Right.
Makes me feel better that you applause.
You know what? You know what the motto is in Wheaton, right? Life is better in Wheaton. I don't know. Is that the motto? Does anybody live here?
I put two quarters in outside. I got 6 hours of parking. I love Wheaton.
Right. If you put two quarters in a meter in Chicago, you'd get 30 seconds.
Not even.
Right. All right. Well, I'm sorry for your
troubles. No, I apologize to you.
That's all right. Don't apologize to me.
I'm sorry.
I didn't have to pay the two. I didn't have to pay. You'd apologize if I was paying the $230, which I'm not. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Frank in Carpentersville. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a townhome that has no basement. And I have a water line that's hooked up to the refrigerator. In the kitchen, the bathroom is about 10 feet away from the refrigerator. Every time I cycle the toilet in the bathroom, there's a little banging noise right behind the refrigerator in the kitchen.
Okay. So there's... that banging noise is called water hammer, and chances are with that copper line that you have running up to the refrigerator, when that cycles on and off, you're getting a little bit of a bang, and it's shaking that pipe a little bit. I've given this tip a lot of times, and this does work, and it should solve this problem. I want you to shut the main water valve off. I want you to turn all the valves on, flush all the toilets until everything drains out. And then once that's done, turn everything back off and then turn the main water valve back on. That's actually going to replace the air that's in the chamber in the water system to eliminate this water hammer.
Now, you're also going to have to go to all the faucets and open up the aerators because you're going to loosen some sediment up when you do this. But this actually does work, and it will solve the problem. Do me a favor. Hang on. We want to send you out an APT gift card, ABT. Pleasing people since 1936. Visit their stores in Glenview or online at abt.com. It's a $50 value. And let's talk to, real quick, Kathy, who's in Homer Glen. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning. I have a question about old wallpaper paste. I have a bathroom that I've painted three times, and each time there's places that bubble up. The paint just bubbles up, so those places are white. And I finally figured out, duh, it's old wallpaper paste, and I don't know how to get it off.
Well, stop painting.
No.
Because now the problem is that wallpaper paste is underneath those three layers of paint.
Okay, well, it doesn't really look too bad, Lou, because it's all bubbled where that paper paste is. So it's all white there.
Wait, so you didn't paint over wallpaper. You painted over the wallpaper paste?
Paste, the old paste. Okay. Apparently all didn't get it all off.
Right. So now you're going to have to paint one more time. But before you do that, I want you to get – how big of an area are we talking about?
You know where it is. It's underneath the tank of the toilet. There's about a 2.5-3 foot area that wide and about 2 feet tall.
What are you doing? What are you doing looking over there? Why are you looking down there? Just don't look down there.
Every time I go in there, it's staring me in the face. As I get older,
are you not a tall woman? I mean, how tall are you that you see that? So... All right. Well, this is not going to be easy then. What I want you to do is get a little palm sander, which is an electric palm sander.
Mm-hmm,
and put a little medium paper on there and sand all that area off. You're going to actually take some of the film off and get down until it's nice and smooth. But you got to sand all that old paste off. Otherwise, it's not gonna be nice and smooth for you. Kathy, hang on a second. We're going to send you out where does she live? Homer Glen. Southside, right? Homer Glen?
143rd and Wolf Road.
You know how you know people from the Southside? They know all the numbers, right? They know, like my father-in-law, who's from the North Side, if I give him an address, oh, yeah, that's like 3,000 North. I mean, that's a generational thing, right? Like Roy Rogers. My wife and I love the rice pilaf and the cedar plank salmon. So we're going to send her out. Have Kathy hang on a second. We're going to send her a three-room carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. It's worth $139. I'm like Santa. We're live at Ivy in Wheaton. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll go to news. Don't go away.
It's time again to celebrate another Cochrane New Year's Eve. The 1 o'clock is at...
It's running less hooter than they are. Hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out.
Yes. Yes. This is a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple? There is a nip in the air, though.
Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping. Christmas.
WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from the Ivy Restaurant in Wheaton, is presented by Allstate agent Casey Mulcair. You know, I was thinking as we were frantic up here, Lindsay, with you know, the people watching, and we're passing papers around, and I'm sure some people are like, wow, look at all those papers. I really just moved this around to look like I'm busy, right? I'm really just quite relaxed, and there's really not a lot to all this. And no, I'm kidding. Lots of papers. Joining me up on stage here, what is this? Not a stage, the tall table, which I kind of like the tall table. Thank you. Is Casey Mulcair, who is our local Allstate agent here in the Wheaton area. How about a nice round of applause for Casey and the fine folks at Allstate, Casey? Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
We were chatting a little bit off the air. You've been an agent with Allstate for 6 years. What were you doing before that? You were in the witness protection program, is that right?
Well, the equivalent of that. I worked in home office for 13 years.
Oh, okay. So you have like all this Allstate experience.
We bleed blue, yes.
Wow. Yeah. So what were you doing for them in the home office?
Project manager, sales manager, a number of different opportunities. It was a great experience. Learned a lot about the business.
Is that a common thing that people from the corporate then go into the? Because I mean, when you become an agent, you're your own. It's your own business.
I'm my own guy.
You're your own guy. You're not working for the man anymore.
I'm done with the man. I am the man.
You are the man. We don't want to say anything about that CEO over. No, I mean, so, is that a common thing where you've got corporate employees that then go into the agency business?
I wouldn't say it's common. It does happen periodically.
Right.
You know, the Allstate agency opportunity is a great one. And people with business experience, business acumen, they can be very successful in this opportunity.
Right.
It's just a function of hard work and effort and being able to put yourself out there.
I would imagine that, you know, when you have a number of years working in a corporate job, you know, you get to a certain level, you're making a good living, and I know that your wife is also involved in the agency. How was that conversation? Honey, I'm going to give up the corporate job and we're going to go out on our own because you are starting your own business from scratch.
Yeah, essentially it was.
Take this the wrong way, Casey, but you're not a 20-year-old kid, so
no.
That decision's not an easy one to make.
No, but it was an easier sell than I thought it would be, and here's why. She also worked at home office. Her father was also an employee at home office. So we kind of knew what we were getting into. It was an easy decision. We just knew that based on my goals and desires and with her experience and knowledge, too, together we'd be able to be very, very successful.
I think that people, when they hear about insurance, you know, it's kind of like a dry subject, right? Yeah, I know we all need insurance and, you know, this and that. But the business, for Allstate in particular, goes well beyond that now, right? It's expanding to really, I mean, I know that the buzzword at Allstate is about protection, right, and keeping people protected. But that's more than just making sure you have the right coverage.
Oh, it certainly is. Really what it is it's about being a trusted advisor. That's the corporate buzzword right now. But that's something Allstate agents have been doing for years.
Right.
What that really means is educating clients about when a certain coverage applies and when it doesn't. And then working with the client to figure out what do they need, what don't they need, and then that's how we customize a plan for them.
You know, it's interesting to me because I don't want to call myself old school, but, you know, I've had my wife and I, and the businesses we run, we've had done business with the insurance agents that we've had for many, many years. I'm very loyal to them because and I think most of us can realize this, that as life goes on, things happen. And you need that coverage. I mean, you spend money on it. You know, a lot of times it's certainly easy for people to say, man, I spent all this money and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But to have a person to be able to call, Casey, I got this issue, or Casey, I need help with this, there's value in that. And I know that Allstate has a whole online thing, too, but I'm a big proponent of the agent.
Well, I appreciate that. We're big proponents of you. But you're absolutely right. When it comes to...
We'll talk about a quote later, but keep going.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. What I was going to say is, you know, one of the most valuable ways we provide advice is at the moment of truth, when we help a client evaluate whether they should or shouldn't file a claim. Because in a lot of cases, people will file a claim that is just over their deductible, and then that would force a change to their policy. And then if we didn't provide that advice, they would have a negatively impacted premium adjustment. You want to make sure that when you're filing a claim, it's significantly above your deductible and that you're really getting your money's worth. So that's where me and my team focus a lot of our energy so that we can make sure that the client is either filing a claim on the right basis and not filing it just for a small dollar amount that really doesn't make sense for them. We want them to not have claims. But B, if you are going to do it, we want to make sure that it's financially the right thing to do for them. It doesn't negatively impact them in the long term.
And I think, too, that it boils down to paying attention. We were talking before the broadcast about the fact that, you know, with the holidays, we're talking about holiday lighting. And you just said something about we want people not to have claims. And certainly around the holidays, there's some safety tips that people should probably think about.
to make sure that they're protected as well, right? So they, so the only reason they're calling you is to say, Casey, nice to see you, right?
Well, that's exactly it. It is nice to see me, but many folks don't want to talk to me, and that's fine, and we don't want to either. And so I've got a couple tips that might help prevent a phone call into me to say, hey, we've got an issue, and we need to talk through it. So especially around the holidays, we've got, of course, heaters as the weather tends to get a little chilly. You want to make sure that those space heaters are not too close to anything combustible. That occurs, unfortunately, on a frequent basis, but keep it away from furniture, keep it away from drapes, anything combustible, gifts. That wrapping paper is combustible, as you know. So make sure if you're using those space heaters, make sure it's a safe distance away from anything that's combustible.
So many times when we hear these statistics about the number of fires or things that occur, that information comes from insurance companies because you guys are making the claims, you're recording this information, and, I mean, it's in the thousands of how often this happens on an annual basis.
Yeah, we know the numbers. We're very good at numbers.
Right.
But let me share one statistic with you. 50% of all fires stem from issues in the kitchen. So if you are cooking over the holidays, make sure that if you do have to step away from the kitchen, turn off the stove, turn off the oven. You're going to reduce the risk of something negatively occurring at a very special time in your year when you really don't need to worry about those types of things. So just what we're really here to help you do is help you manage your risk when it comes to providing guidance and take heed to some of these little tips.
Tell me about the young lady that's sitting to your left.
Joyce, she's great. Joyce Hotan is...
rhymes with proton.
It does rhyme with proton. She works...
That's how she told me to pronounce her name. Now I'm never going to forget it.
See, it worked.
How many protons are there?
Four.
Really?
In my family.
Oh, good. Oh, that was a really good one. Aren't there two protons in an atom? Right? Anyone? Science teacher? Anyone? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Depends on the element.
Lindsay? Pride and joy of ASU, how many protons?
Say.
10?
No,
you have no idea.
Okay, never mind. Those perky.
She just coughed. She's perky. All right. Joyce, tell me about the organization that you're with.
Yes, I'm the executive director of Glen Ellen Children's Resource Center. We've been around since 2004, and what we do is after-school services, tutoring for low-income and refugee children in the Glen Ellen school area.
How long has that organization been around?
2004, and so we have had two sites, two after-school tutoring sites, but this year we challenged ourselves to open a new site. We found out one of the schools had about 200 children that needed our services, and so we thought, you know, what better thing to do is to help children succeed in life, and so we raised our first $100,000 in order to open up the program. And so on September 15th, we had 50 very smiling little children after school. And when we told them that we were there to help them with their homework, they all started cheering. So we knew that we were in the right place.
That's awesome.
Totally did.
That's awesome. You know, I have long said that I truly believe that the key to peace and prosperity is education.
Correct.
Right? For all of us, right?
Absolutely.
And it starts, obviously, with young kids and helping them to succeed.
We're
and
totally
that's awesome. All right. And part of this whole broadcast and Casey being here as well is you're going to be making a donation to this organization, right, Casey?
We certainly are. We've got a check in the amount of $1,000 to be contributed to the Glen Ellen Children's Resource Center. I was motivated to do this, my wife and I, after attending an event this summer. We had one of their proteges, a student who had gone through the system over the last few years, who had graduated from the University of Notre Dame.
Right.
She was so articulate, so well-spoken, and as I heard Joyce and this young lady talk about the program, we were just moved to say, hey, what can we do to help out? So what we try to do is promote the goodness and any opportunities as it relates to Glen Ellen Children's Resource Center. A lot of folks, you know, despite the Wheaton Glen Ellen area, there are folks who do need this based on financial need. And it's probably an underserved market because everybody thinks everybody's great here in this area.
Right.
But that's not the reality. The reality is there are folks who do need this assistance. And I think Joyce can elaborate a little bit more about some of the donation opportunities here if you two are so motivated.
Sure.
Absolutely. This is really, it's such an important time for us because, as I said, we raised the first $100,000, but we want to keep the program going and we want to keep it growing. So our next challenge is the next $100,000, and we actually have a match right now going on. A very generous person in the community said that they would match up to $100,000.
Wow.
So this gift from Allstate and the Mulcaires is so important to us because it will go right into that match. And so we ask
What's the website if people want to donate?
It's GECRC.com, so Glen Ellyn Children's Resource Center. There's a big button that says Donate Now and a lot of information about us. The other big piece to what we need are more volunteers because we really work with our children one-on-one. We have individual tutoring, so since we opened a new site, we really could also use volunteers. So not only is this money going to go far, but we hope that just having this information out in the airwaves, and we thank WGN for allowing us to do that, will help
us. That's great. Thank you so much for being here. Casey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
That's awesome. We will. You have a big check. We're going to take a big picture with a big check.
Did you bring we certainly check? Will. We've got a big check.
Nice. I love taking pictures with big checks.
Yeah.
We'll put all that information up on our website. Casey, if people want to get a hold of you and your agency, how do they do that?
Easy to do. You can certainly go online and find us at allstate.com, Casey Mulcaire. You can also call us at 630-653-2570. And, in fact, we are staffed this morning, so if anybody would like to get a quote or has questions, Alita from my office will be in there this morning.
Awesome. And real quick, how many protons are there?
Okay, this is so embarrassing for you, too.
I'm a big idea guy. Okay, when you get down to protons, that's little. That's the little stuff. I have people that worry about the little stuff for me. I don't know where those people are, but I have those people. How many protons?
Wait, well,
I bet this young lady right here knows. Do you have any idea? Just say yes. Just say yes.
So, from nod what your I remember, head.
Your father, that's your father right there? He's going to say yes. She's so smart. How many protons?
I have a quick story for you, Lou, real quick.
Hold on. How many protons?
Well, maybe this is relating to protons.
Oh, is it a proton story?
Actually, it relates to you and Lindsay.
And the protons?
No.
Okay, so the atomic number determines how many protons are in an element. So when you see that big periodic chart, remember when you saw it back in high school?
I think so. Do you remember, young lady, the periodic chart? Just say yes. Say, honey, I'm trying to help you. Please. Just so you know, the world needs a lot of help, and you're the one that's going to help us. Y'all, you kids. Okay,
the
periodic chart, right? I remember
the
periodic.
With the little one in the corner, it has one atomic, that's the atomic number, so one proton.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all.
That's
Don't make me go through the rest of the, I mean, so it just depends on what element we're talking about.
Got it.
I believe it's hydrogen.
So H2O?
Okay, you have to look
at that two? Is it the two? The guy's raving his head.
No.
Well, look at us. There are science teachers listening right now and say, boy, I always thought that Lou was so smart.
This chart is really small. My eyes are...
All right, right. Okay.
I'm so excited that I started this conversation with my name.
Yeah. You had to bring up the whole...
Wait till I tell my husband.
Let me tell you, this is great radio. Okay, Casey, your quick story?
Well, my daughter, my middle child, her name is Lindsay. My nickname for her is Lindsay Lou, and it's so appropriate that I'm up here with Lindsay and Lou.
Right, and
I just had to share that.
Very nice. That's very sweet. We don't know a thing about protons. These are faces you can love. Now, don't come to us for science, for crying out loud. All right, it's 8:54 in the morning. Thank you both.
Thank you both
to Allstate. Thank you all for coming. We'll take a quick break. We'll have more science talk. You're listening to Bill Nye, the Science Guy, on WGN.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding. You're a fake.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Welcome back. We're live at Ivy's. Thank you to Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday lights. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by the Lindemann Chimney Company and Fox Home Center. Nice crowd here. We're going to do a little wine tasting a little later on this morning. So we have four bottles of wine, and we determined in our walk to the bathroom how we're going to do this. Because we like to share, we're going to open all four bottles of wine. I'm going to taste one. Lindsay's going to taste one. And two of you out there are going to taste for us and be our, what do you call the person that likes the wine?
Connoisseur.
Drunk? What?
Connoisseur, the wine.
Sommelier. Thank you. How many protons? Okay, Sam, real quick before we get back to 312-981-7200, you know my money went to Michigan for 4 years.
Yes.
So I'm rooting for Michigan because I figure as every year goes by, the cost to send that kid to that school goes down, right?
Yes.
It's like keeping a car longer, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the car cost me 50 grand, but I've had it for 14 years, you know what I mean? Is there a chance that team is still in the playoffs?
If a nuclear bomb goes off, yes.
Okay, so there's no chance.
No chance.
No chance.
There's no chance. There's no way that they'll be in the playoff now. They would need, first of all, they needed Washington to lose last night. That didn't happen.
Didn't happen, right.
And they'll need Wisconsin to lose. They'll need Clemson to lose. They need a lot of breaks to go their way. And then even if they are on the cusp, they still lost to Ohio State. So Ohio State will get the nod over them, which is so strange. The two best teams in the Big Ten aren't in the Big Ten championship.
Right. It's crazy.
Because Ohio State and Michigan are the two best teams, but it's Penn State and Wisconsin.
Right. Funny. All right, fine.
Sorry.
Whatever. That's okay.
Sorry to bust your bubble.
That's all right. I'll just have to keep rooting so my money goes, you know, further. This is Gary who called us. He's in Oak Park. Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, my kids went to Purdue, so at least you got a good deal for your money.
I'm sure your kids are happy with Purdue.
No.
Nope. All right. Well, all right. Anyway, how can I help you, sir?
Last year had a leak in my ceiling in the condo, and it was just a leak, and it just came down one spot. Now, after the last year, the area's gotten larger. No water's coming through, but it's gotten larger, and it's gotten softer. Now, I have to cut the ceiling out. That's near the windows, of course. And how far out should I have someone cut the opening? It's about a 6-foot opening where the water is.
Okay, but when you said you had. Hold on a second, Gary. You said you had that leak and they solved the problem. In other words, we determined where the leak was coming from. I don't understand why it's still soft.
No, I don't either. Water came out last year. And then it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the area has gotten larger. The ceiling paint is starting to crack.
Okay.
And you said that the ceiling itself.
This area is adjacent. It's near a window, an outside wall and a window.
Right. It's the same area that leaked from last year.
And you have a condominium above you as well?
Right.
Okay. The exterior of this condo building is what? Brick, siding?
Brick. Brick.
Brick. Okay. All right. So at this point, what I would do is I would open up that ceiling, you know,
How far away from the wall should I go in the ceiling?
How close can you get to the wall? Like, in other words, if I made that hole.
There.
Okay. So go right to the wall so that we can determine what's going on from a leak perspective. It's obviously still leaking. It's just not leaking as much. But the fact that that it's still wet and soft tells me that the water's coming in. And at this point, your best bet to probably solve the issue is to go ahead and open up that wall, visually inspect what's going on up there.
The ceiling itself, how far off of the wall should I come to find where the leak is? Should I go out a foot?
A foot, sure. A foot's fine. If you're a foot, is that sound that close to the wall? It's not soft over there?
It's soft.
The whole time. All right, well then, if the whole thing is soft from where the wall meets the ceiling, then take it out right there. Go right at the corner, cut the corner out. I mean, look, at this point, we got to patch it no matter what. And so if you put that in there and you patch it after you determine what the problem is, it's fine. Cut it all out, make an inspection. My guess it's either a tuck pointing issue or a caulking issue on those walls that you need to address.
We just had that done last summer.
Yeah, well, they didn't do a good enough job. That's the problem, is that you need to have that inspected, and then
what do you think would cost to have that done? Tear that section out, 6 feet long, a foot wide.
Well, I mean, if you had a handyman come out and do this, just to do the work. I mean, it's nothing. It's a couple hundred bucks. But then we have to determine where the leak's coming from. And have to put it all back. All in, you know, just the repair once the leak is done. You know, if you planned on spending $500-$700 on something like that to repaint the ceiling as well, that's probably a decent budget. Do me a favor, hang on a second. We're going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is George in Munster. Hey, George, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have two questions. One, we just bought a summer home, and the sump pump, when it goes off and closes that check valve, it resonates through the whole house. How can I quiet that down?
Well, at least you know it's working.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everybody knows.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Check valves over time wear out. You just bought that house. Do you have any idea how old that sump pump is?
Not a clue.
Okay. If it were me with your brand new house, summer home, I'd replace the pump.
Then you know
how old it is, and I would also replace the check valve. Now, the trick with the check valve is when you go to replace that pump, a way to quiet it down is when you screw that pipe into that pump about 4 inches above the pipe, I want you to drill a quarter-inch hole, okay? That's going to be a pressure release that when that valve goes and the pump shuts down, it quiets that hammer down a little bit. Now, it sprays water in the pit when it's going, but that's fine. Don't worry about it. Change that check valve. How high is the rise of that sump pump? In other words, from the floor, how high does it go before it comes out of the house?
I would say 8 feet maybe.
Okay. The higher you put that check valve on that pipe, in other words, where it takes a 90 and goes out of the house, if you bring that check valve down about a foot from there, there's less water on the backside hammering back at this thing.
Okay.
And that'll quiet it down as well.
Okay. And another quick question, if I may?
Sure.
It also has a wood-burning fireplace that has a gas starter. What do I need to do to convert it to a gas log fireplace?
So you have a gas starter now?
Yes.
And so you have a regular valve off to the side, and then you just have a little pipe with a bunch of holes in it. You light and put put the wood on top of that?
Correct.
Yeah. You can buy a log kit that comes with the burner plate. You disconnect that lighter. Probably have to take a few fittings off so it fits in perfectly. You set the lighter on. You reconnect all the gas lines. You build the fake logs and everything above that with the fake embers that they have over the top of that, and then you fire up the gas valve, light it, and you have a gas fireplace.
Okay. Do I need to do anything because of all the past burning of logs to the fireplace?
I would definitely have the chimney inspected and cleaned. You know, we got the Lindeman Chimney folks that are part of our show here, and they do a great job. They'll come out, inspect it, clean it. If you wanted to, they even offer the service to do the conversion for you as well, if you'd like. Otherwise, there's great sources, you know, these fireplace and patio stores across the Chicagoland area. You can find a lot of the stuff online. It's really easy to do if you're semi-handy. And if you buy the right kit, sometimes it's very difficult to tell that it's not a real fireplace, and it's great. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:17 in the morning. We're live at Ivy in Wheaton for our Hometown Voices tour, sponsored by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. We'll be right back.
Stick your nose in. Don't be shy. Really get your nose right in there. Really. Oh, there's just like the faintest sussle of like asparagus, and there's a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Are you chewing gum?
Welcome back. She
actually,
is chewing
I am
gum.
Chewing gum. Better get rid of that. To be fancy.
Young lady that was supposed to help me with the bath, going to the bathroom. What's your name? Gail. Can you come up here, Gail?
We're going to need an ID.
You're going to need to see your ID. And let's see. Where's okay, send him up. Raise his hand. Raise your hand back there, sir. Are you awake? What's your name, sir? Right there. You're leaning on your shoulder right there. You're half asleep. Come on up here, sir. Come on up here. Okay, so, you know, there's nothing I like better than being with you people. And what makes it more fun to be with you people is when I'm drinking. Right?
Makes things better.
It just makes things better. So the folks at Binney's Beverage Depot, goodbye, thank you for coming. I should have asked, are you a wine drinker, sir? You're a drinker?
Okay. Right.
All right, well, then you qualify.
Do you even drink?
Gail, are you a wine drinker?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, Gail looks like a wine drinker.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything, Gail. But, okay, so Binney's has, if it's not at Binney's, it's not worth drinking. And what we're doing is we're helping you pick select wines this morning. And also, if you go to Binney's, you can buy all this stuff. So do we know which wine we have first?
I like to call this one the Yama Mama.
So you're a drinker. Do you prefer red or white?
I prefer red.
You do? Okay. So we're going to have you try the Yamana. Go ahead and tell people about
Yamana
what that is.
Malbec, which is an amazing value, 100% Malbec from the famous Mendoza region of Argentina. This is the purest expression of the grape without oak aging. Classic black raspberry, wild berry, and violets. Great balance with light, smooth tannins. And guess what? It goes for $6.99.
You want to take a taste of that? Don't give it to him in the bottle. Yeah. Now, I like to drink my wine out of glass, but that's okay. It's like a shot. It's sort of like...
Gail and I just drink it whichever way it comes.
We have a funnel in the back, right? No, you could just give him a funnel.
Can you have him take a sip of that and see? Now, I realize that it's 9:25 in the morning.
Do I get one, too?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. He just sniffed it like he's very professional.
Mm-hmm. Look at those legs. Classic.
It's very good.
Yeah.
And I do like Malbec, so...
You do? Oh, that's perfect. Okay, and Gail over here, Gail is to my left if you're looking at your radio. She's a drinker too, right? Do you like red or white?
I'm a red.
Are you? Well, you're going to drink some white. Because that's the next thing on the list.
I meant to say I'm not fussy.
Who came with Gail? She's fussy, isn't she? Don't agree with me. What's the matter with you? You know, when I leave, you got to go home with her. Is this your first day? Okay, Gail. The next one is a bread and butter Chardonnay from 2015. It's $13.99 a bottle. Fresh citrus, honeyed tropical fruits, a lot of buttery toast notes, lavish but balanced. The citrus and melon fruit flavors carry through, and it ends with a touch of butterscotch. Wait a minute, give it to me. That sounds good.
Here, here.
Oh, I get some too? Sure. All right, give it a taste. What do you think?
Right, cheers, Lou.
Right.
Skull.
You got to talk right in that microphone.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, I really love this one.
Hold on.
Getting those butterscotch notes on the end there. Yeah.
Okay, I love this one.
You do taste the butterscotch, right?
You do.
Holy smokes.
$13.99.
That's pretty good.
I've never felt more left out in my life.
Hold on, Sam.
Sure, I will.
Sam, do you like...
Yes.
Sam, can we get Sam the Angeline Reserve Pinot Noir? Tell us about the Pinot Noir.
Lindsay? An honest value in California Pinot Noir, silky and elegant in style. It has red fruits like strawberry and raspberry and cola aromas and flavors with touches of white pepper and smoky eucalyptus.
The Angeline
You'll
Reserve
You'll want more
Pinot Noir.
With every sip. $13.99. Deal.
Yeah. No, to Sam. He feels left out.
Very left out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end.
Go ahead. Sam. Sam's had a rough morning.
Ooh, it's very, very nice.
You like that?
Sure.
Do you like a Pinot Noir?
I do.
Are you a wine drinker?
No.
Really?
What?
How about your girlfriend? Is she a wine drinker?
She is. She does drink red wine.
She does.
I knew I liked her better than you.
Yeah.
And finally, Lindsay's going to try the Relaxed Riesling 2015 blend, $9.99. It's like a basket of full fresh apples, apricots, and peaches. Lush. And take a, give Gail some of that, too. She's going to like that. Gail likes it sweet. Lush and easy to drink, strikes a perfect balance of acidity and light sweetness.
I was going to say
that. A sure party pleaser. This one will also be a great match with shellfish or seafood of any kind.
It's really good.
Really good, right?
I'm not really a Riesling fan, but that's not too sweet. It's really, is right, Gail?
Right.
Gail, we're on the same page.
Gail. I have a feeling I could put, hey, get Gail some Knob Creek. Get some Cuervo up here. Gail's ready to go. What is that your husband's name right there? Is that your husband who's here?
That's my husband.
What's his name?
Russ.
How long has he been married to you?
31 years.
31 years. Congratulations. God bless you.
Yes.
I'm going to get her all liquored up for you, and you can take her home.
And 9:28 in the morning.
Good luck with that. And you know what? For being our taste testers, both of you, we're going to give you both two gift cards to Binney's Beverage Depot, helping Chicagoland celebrate the holiday season since 1948.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
We're here for Hometown Voices, sponsored by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. This is our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. 312-981-7200 is not only our call line, but it's also our text line. And Lindsay has some text messages from some of our listeners.
I sure do. Let's see. First up, when painting an entire room, do you paint the walls first or the trim?
You paint the trim first, you do a little over painting onto the wall a little bit, so it allows you to get a nice clean line when you do the walls. And something I will tell you that is like the trick of the paint industry is if you're going to use anything like a satin or an eggshell, there is an additive that you can put into paint called a latex extender.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
All right. So the problem with latex paint is, and any of you who have done painting, you know that you go with the brush marks and then you roll and you see the brush marks. The reason is the paint starts to dry before you have a chance to switch to the roller. And for the most part, you look at that and you go, oh, well, that's how it is. With a latex extender that you add to the paint, it slows down the drying time of the paint. And when you put that on there, it literally is like 4 or 5 ounces to a gallon of paint. And it gives it more even flow, and you can do the trim work, do the cutting of a room, the rolling on there, no brush marks.
Huh.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love being on remote with you because when you talk, I look out, everybody's just nodding. Yes. Yeah, start with the trim.
Including
yes.
All the reindeers that just walked into
yes.
the place.
Well, isn't that like first. A game? Didn't say somebody tell you once they have like a game, like all
oh,
these
the guy,
contractors
the people from the Skunk Me. Don't Skunk Me. What's it called?
Skunk Aid.
Skunk Aid, the Buffalo Grove Teenagers. There's a guy who owns a kitchen. He's a kitchen designer and installer. He said, well, you know the game that we all play with you, right? And I go, no. And he goes, oh, yeah, all my contractor buddies, we listen to your show, and when someone calls in with a question, we try and answer it before you do. And he goes, and I got to tell you give us a little time because you like to talk. Is that a compliment?
You didn't tell me that part of the story.
Yeah, is that a compliment?
Good. Yeah, it is.
All right, fine.
It's
I'm
true.
A paid talker.
Moving on. 224, what can I do about ice that forms on my kids' outside walls? They're over the garage. This is a townhouse. It's 10 years old. The wall also sweats, even if the whole house humidifier is off.
Wow. All right, well, there's just too much excessive moisture in that room if you're getting that, and there's not enough insulation in either that outside wall or the ceiling of the garage. So they probably have to add additional insulation into those areas. But, you know, something that could work, and we talked about it with that gentleman earlier today with the mold and mildew in the closet, but that product Moisture Grabbers by Concrobium, in those rooms where you have excessive moisture, you could put that in the corner of the room, and that would grab that extra moisture and probably help lessen the ability of that moisture to grow.
Good old moisture grabbers.
Yeah.
Last question. Hi, Lou. I wish I was at Ivy. My question is, we are having our floors redone. What is the best polyurethane for wood floors? Are three coats still recommended?
Yeah, so the product that I really like is a waterborne finish by Bonacemi called Traffic. And it is it's a commercial-grade finish. What will happen is they'll sand the floor. If you're going to stain it or even keep it natural, whatever it is, once that dries, the first coat goes down. They screen the floor to make it nice and smooth, and then two additional coats, screening between the second and the final coat, and it's really, really durable stuff. It's non-yellowing, and it's terrific. You got it. All right. That's our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. 9:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. We're here at Ivy. A few more minutes of the show left, and then Kathy and Judy coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 9:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Sue, who's been hanging on in St. Charles. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging on. How can I help you?
Well, I have a problem you helped me with before, but it has reoccurred. That is, in the bathroom, on the door, as well as the molding next to it, just in the one area where hands constantly touch, it becomes sticky.
Is this a painted door or a stained door?
Painted. White wooden six-panel.
Okay.
And the wooden molding next to it. Before, you said sand it, prime it, repaint it. I did.
Right.
It was fine for a short amount of time, and then the stickiness reappeared.
What do you got, like pig pens living in that house? Nobody washes their hands?
It's grandchildren, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, right. They're sticking their hands where they're... Okay, anyway, here's what I want you to do. There's a product called Crud Cutter by Rust-Oleum.
Okay.
It's a concentrate.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna put that in. Buy a separate spray bottle and do a little 50-50 mix of this.
Okay.
Spray it onto the area. Let it sit there for 2 minutes and use a sponge and wipe it off, and the stickiness will go away. And I mean, with the grandkids, you're just gonna have to stay on it. But with that bottle, you can just leave it there, and when it becomes sticky again, go. Assuming that it was painted correctly and there's no issue with the coating itself. You know, in other words, if the rest of the door is fine, it's got to just be stuff that they're putting on there from their hands, you know, eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever, and it should work out just fine. Sue, thanks so much for the phone call. 9:51 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Thank you so much for listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's time for our last call. Sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller this morning is Kathy in Burlington. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi, thank you. I'm shopping for a furnace, and I wanted any tips you could give me.
All right. Where are you going, a Target? No, yeah. What do you have? What kind of house do you have? What's the current for system?
It's 120,000 BTUs. And I have a 2,564-square-foot house.
Okay. So the thing you're going to find is when you're talking to different heating and cooling companies is the fact that more than likely the new furnace they put in is not going to have the same amount of BTUs that you have now because it's more efficient. So I don't want you to be worried about that if they come back and say, you know what, Kathy, you don't need 120,000 BTUs. You really need 100 or you need 85. The biggest thing you're going to talk to the heating and air conditioning people about is doing a load calculation on your house. They're going to look at the amount of windows you have, the amount of doors you have. That's something that should be part of determining which is the right size furnace for you. Now, when it comes to brands, products like Carrier, Bryant, same company, Trane, Lennox, Rheem. These are all really good brands of furnaces, and the biggest issue you're looking for is somebody that knows what they're doing from the install and the warranty. And so when you're talking to them, make sure they're people with a lot of experience. They have
a great service record. You're checking their references. And then from there, it really doesn't matter to me. They're all going to say they make the best furnace in the world, but they all share a lot of parts. And the key element is the people installing it as opposed to the brand itself.
That sounds like what I've been reading, yes.
Yeah. Well, good. Then we're in agreement. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. So after you get that new system, you'll have this brand-new thermostat to say, hey, I got this for you. It helps you adjust the temperature from your home's air on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. I have lots of people to thank. First of all, a big round of applause for all of you people for coming out this morning. Thank you so much for coming. We so appreciate it. Allstate agent Casey Mulcair, the Glen Ellen Children's Resource Center, Ivy's Restaurant here, the Lightkeeper Pro, Mayor Michael, how do you say that? Gresk, who is here, the mayor here, thank you. Ben Cortez, back at the studio. Lisa Graham, is that right? Lise, is it Graham? What's with your writing today? Very busy. Rick and Marlene Wells, Bill Murdoch, Ernie Scanton's here, Sammy P., Susan Burkus doesn't get any wine. Are you going back to the studio?
No, I'm staying here.
Oh, all right.
I'm doing an autograph signing in the back.
Sorry, Susan. I was going to have him bring you a bottle of wine, but I guess he's not staying. We so appreciate all of you being out here, and our thanks to Allstate for providing us the sponsorship here for the Hometown Voices Tour. It's nice to be out here in Wheaton with you guys. It's a beautiful community. If you've never been out to Wheaton, it's one of the prettiest downtowns you've ever seen. So it was quite festive when we showed up this morning. And so thank you so much for listening. Right. Are the ladies standing by back in the studio?
Bye.
Kathy and Judy are.
Yes.
Oh, are we not lady?
Who are you calling a lady?
Who are you calling?
Who are you calling a lady?
Are you ladies big into the movies and the Oscars and stuff?
I am a movie whore.
She
Why
is.
Do you ask?
She is.